What it do, and welcome to It's the Melanin For Me, a podcast about everything Black and in between from the perspectives of a few goofy Black people dealing with the horrible reality of adulthood. I'm Jay. I go by she, their pronouns.
I'm terrible. I'm sorry. Ignore that.
What's your pronouns, nigga?
I'm Tara. My pronouns are she, her.
I'm sorry. My pronouns are she, her.
Okay. And no, this right. Okay. And this week we're doing a mini episode. We're gonna be reviewing SZA's SOS album that just came out last week. So yeah. The first song. Let's do the first song on the list. Well, actually, let's go through the rankings. It's pretty similar to the four we had last time. So the last one is gonna be Dookie Booty Trash Pee Pee Poo Poo. Level above that is mid. I just put mid. I didn't want to put any other words next to it. Above that is good ass food. And then our top category is listening to the song Ain't Enough For Me. I Need It To Roll Me. So yeah. The first song we will be talking about is SOS. This is a long ass album, by the way, like an hour.
I was just realizing that. I guess like we just didn't realize that because we already knew of like a few songs. But like she fed us. She really fed us.
Yes, it's a lot. Well, okay. Who wanna start on SOS?
I think you should start.
Okay. I like this song. It's probably in my top five on the album. I don't know. She just went off. It feel like she, I don't know. This is the type of song you cry to. And I feel like that applies to a lot of songs on this album. But it's short, sweet. So I'm putting it in the top category. Listening to the song Ain't Enough For Me, I Need It To Roll Me. So yeah.
I'm ranking SOS as good as food. It's not in my top five, but it's still a good song.
I kind of ranked it. I feel like we need five categories. It's not like a big deal, but I'm like thinking about it because like I put it as mid, but I don't think it's like as bad as that seems as it is putting it in like the third out of fourth category. But I thought it was weird or different hearing SZA catch that flow. I like the song, okay? I don't think it's awful. I definitely know most of the words. It's like a cute little bump vibe. You know, a party song. Like a cute little house party song. I like it. It's not a skip or anything, but, you know, it was a cute opener. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe we could put five categories in the next one. So the next song, the second one, Kill Bill. Who want to go first?
I want to go first.
Okay.
sorry. Hearing this right after SOS, I was like, well, first I was a bit concerning because I was like, oh, I vibe with this. But then I was like, wait, why do I vibe with this? Because I was like, oh, I like this, but I liked it a little bit too fast. But it's so cute and fun, and it's simple, and it's just, like, it's relatable to the people that are a tiny bit cute, too. Not completely, but a tiny bit. And people who also cherish and love the movie and grew up watching it, like, I grew up watching that movie and just getting that connection, it just amplified it. And now we have all these cool edits, and it's just... It's a song of power. I love it. It's meaningful. And I need to stream it again. I'm still working with this.
Kill Bill, it is getting the highest ranking for me. Like, listen to this song, Ain't Enough For Me, I Need It To Roll Me. And only, like, I don't relate to it per se, but just know this is how I feel about JB.
Right. Just for public knowledge, she is joking. This is a joke.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's all based off of fiction.
Right.
That right didn't sound convincing, but okay.
I was also joking. I do not. I've never had an ex. I'm insane.
I'm screaming. I'll put it in good ass food. Again, not something I relate to, but her saying rather be in hell than alone. I know a lot of people on Twitter didn't feel that, but I felt that. And
you know, I felt that. The one I didn't feel was I'd rather be in jail. I was like,
oh yeah, not jail.
Yeah.
I could be in hell, just not jail. On this planet, no.
Right. Your skin color.
But yeah, I like that song. It's a nice vibe. I also like the movie, so I kind of see, like, if she were to make a music video, I see, like, the scenes from the movie just playing, and this would be in the background. But yeah, it's a cute little song. So the third one, we have Seek and Destroy. Who want to go first?
I put it in good ass food because it's just a good song. Like, it's not underwhelming, but it ain't like top for me. Like, it's right there, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah, I put it in that category too. Like, it's not a skip. Like, it's a good car song. It's a good headphone song. It's a good vibe. Like, it's just a good song. I heard it immediately. I got it immediately.
I would say the same. Like, I feel like it's a good catchy beat, and the chorus is catchy as well, so I love that. I put in good ass food. Like, it's not like top, but it's something cute. Some regular schmegular. Put me in the mind of trying to think of another song on her last album that I thought I like. I think maybe Go Gina. Like, it was something. Like, I like, but it's not like top tier.
Mm-hmm.
Now the fourth song is Low.
That song, listen to it ain't enough. I need it to roll me because that fucking is, I don't know, is it the chorus? I don't know, but that fucking song, like, it's just that girl. Like, it gets me turnt, kinda. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Every beat, every every word.
She ate.
Yeah, I put that in that top category.
I put it in the top category as well. It reminds me of a club song or something that would be in like a that would be on in a party. It just has that vibey mood that I like. And even though I don't listen to Travis Scott like that, I like how his ad-libs and stuff like that. I feel like it adds something good to the song.
No, because when I heard his ad-lib, I was really hoping he wasn't gonna... pop up. Because we already got something with him, you know? Like, I'm really hoping he wasn't. Because, you know, some features don't even say that they're featured. They just be on the song. I was hoping that wasn't the case. I was like, but I like his ad-libs. And I feel like his ad-libs definitely added that energy. So not the top tier song. But she's in two minutes. I mean, I don't hate him, but yeah.
I feel like I like this feature more than his actual like named feature in the other song.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what it was called. I think it was Open Arms. Okie dokie. We can go on to the fifth song, Love Language. I'ma just say it's mid for me. It's a bit forgettable. And it's short too, so I don't think that helps its case.
Yeah, I like it. I think I like the chorus, but the verses and the words kind of when you start losing me.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, I really, really do like the chorus. And the chorus is stuck in my head, but that's about it. But yeah, I like this one, but I also put it in the category.
I put it as mid as well. Like, I don't remember the song very ill. So when Jay said forgettable, I was like, damn, you right though.
No, because I'm not really fond of like that guitar sound in some songs. So like, it's just like naturally, you know, when I first heard the beginning, I kind of got a feeling that that's where this song was going to be headed toward for me.
And I do like the sample of Hit Different in the song.
No, yeah, I like that. That's what another part that I really like the song.
Yeah, but other than that, it's a skip. That's the only thing it got going for it.
I wouldn't say I don't think it's a skip for me. It's just gotta be in a certain playlist for me. Mm. I could definitely see myself driving and like really loving this song.
Okie dokie. To the sixth track, we have Blind. Yeah, I really like this song. Like, not even like love it. I Need It to Rail Me. It's in the top category. When I saw the what video was it at the end of? I think it was at the end of the shirt video, and she was in the kitchen or whatever. Like,
yeah,
it took me then before the album came out. Like, it was that good. And I just love it when she rap. Like, that's the first verse on the song. Like, she's a rapper for real. I don't think a lot of people know that. But
no,
she's better than most rap niggas out here. So, yeah.
I did not get Blind at first. Like, I am delayed when it comes to listening to the album. So, I didn't listen to the album immediately. And I started hearing the song play and on TikTok a lot because everyone was listening to it. And I was like, oh, brother, what is this? Another ballad. I'm not feeling it. But then I started listening to it, and the more I listened to that album, the more I started to really like the song. I think it's just really beautiful. It's such a beautiful one.
For me, oh, were you done?
Yeah.
Okay, for me, I put Blind under Good As Food. Sorry. But I don't know. Is it a ukulele?
I don't know. It sounds like a harp.
Oh, it could be. Yeah. But yeah, I like it. Like, it feels like I can fucking, like, you know her album cover? But, like, not that much water and not that little thing. But, like, I can, like, sit on a, what the fuck is that called? Dock and like kick my feet in the water and listen to it. Like I hear waves crash to that song. Okay, like I don't know, it's just calming to me. Like I like it. Like I might even put it under this song is in it. Like I might even change my answer because now that I'm thinking about it, like yeah,
this song, like people are trying to like change it up to be more lo-fi and I feel like you don't even need to, like I feel like it's just so perfect to be perfectly calming.
But yeah, I feel like the beginning does sound like, not the beginning, but like, yeah, the beginning. Because it's like, it does sound like a lullaby before she raps.
That's a modern lullaby now, though. Or some rapping in there.
I'm screaming.
Like, for real.
Now we have the seventh track, Used. This one's featuring Don Toliver.
I put that one in the good food category because it was giving everything I needed. I love Don Toliver. And when I saw there was a feature, I was ecstatic. And I was really hoping I like this song. And I love it. So, yeah. And, yeah. It's just catchy. It's great. I just wish it was longer, though. If it was longer, I feel like that would make me kind of bumped up for sure.
This song, for me, I don't really remember it. So I did put it under mid. I did. And yeah.
I don't know why that made me laugh. I also agree. I don't really remember it. I feel like if I listened to it, I would. But right now, it's not coming to me. So I put it in the mid category. I was kind of disappointed by the song because when I saw Don Toliver in the feature, I was like, ooh, this about to be like a feel good like party song. This shit about to be on TikTok, all that stuff. But it's more like a mellow vibe, which I, you know, I could vibe with a mellow song, but it's just It's regular. I don't really see anything special about it. It's not a pun, but
it's true though. Especially with his one that he just released, very mellow. Like you, like I need him to throw some hundreds real quick, please.
Okay, man. I need some money falling, please.
Right.
But yeah, let's go on to the ape proc. What is it?
Oh, Snooze is my favorite song off this whole fucking album. And I came to that conclusion because, yeah, it's the most played song on this album for me. I don't know why I vibe with this song so much, but, because I don't even feel this way about nobody. Like, I think that's why I like that song so much, because I'm not saying I want to experience that type of, because it's not, like, if you look at the lyrics, it ain't, like, the ideal relationship, but, to hypothetically feel that way about a person is just, you know, like, you really like that, you really love that person! Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Snooze is amazing. As soon as I heard it, I was like, this is pretty, and like, I feel like SZA really can't miss when it comes to like mellow good songs that people kind of like. Like, she's a really good one. I think she underestimates herself. She's amazing.
Yeah, these are one of the rare songs on the album where she's like, oh, I'm actually happy. And I love you. I like this song a lot. I feel like I would. Never mind. But yeah,
you it's were a what?
Nothing. Maybe. It might be on the playlist. It might be on the playlist. But it's very cute. It's chill. It's a slower song. I put it in a good ass food category. I think just because it's chill, it's not like the top for me, but I just love hearing her voice like croon on the beat. It's very smooth, and I love the chorus too. Like, it's cheesy, but I love a little cheese. It's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. After Snooze, there is the 9th track, Notice Me.
And you know what? This is my second favorite song off the album. Okay? Like, I just feel like this is how I felt with, like, you know, when, like, okay, this song speaks to me because it just reminds me of how I felt when I had a crush on someone, but, like, I knew that it would never go anywhere, so it's like, I don't even want to be your girl. You know, like, I'm sorry. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. But yeah, like, I don't know. It was speaking to me. Like, it was speaking to me.
I get it.
Yeah.
Like, if we can't be together, we don't need to. We can just. Okay.
This one is also another cute song, but it's more hype, like a more lovey-dovey hype song. I love it when SZA's happy-ish. I don't want to be your girlfriend. I'm just trying to be a person. Like, like, you want to mean, like, I want to mean more to you than just a girlfriend title. Like, I'm not your wife. Like, I'm your person. Like, I'm your other part. Like, that's how that line felt like, and it was just like so romantic. Like, I don't know if she wrote this song. Let me see. Her ass probably did. Yeah, she a part of the writing credits. Like, sometimes she get down, she get a little cheesy, and I ate it up. I put it in the good ass food category.
When the song started playing and I was listening to it for the first time, I thought it was Cookie by New Jeans.
I'm screaming.
Like, yeah, I really thought it was. the second, and then it started. But I wasn't getting this song at first. I was just like, oh, it's cute. But no, I do really like this song. This song's so fun. I like how it's fancy. It's different. It's not everything I would expect from SZA. It caught me off guard. I really like it.
I love it when a song grow on you. Like, you really just gotta give it that second listen.
Yeah.
So we can go on to the 10th track. Gone girl. This shit, I needed to rail me. This shit hit. I like that she has like this is like the second song on here that references like a movie. And I just like it. It's and I love the chorus too. And then towards the end, the chorus like amps it up. She like amps up the chorus and it's like a fucking choir in the background. I love it when they do that shit. But this song is just too good. It's too good.
I put it in the good food category because when I first heard this song, I was like, ooh, Rose was giving me a good smooth vibe. And she's getting really good vocals. And I feel like it'll probably project higher in the future as I keep listening to it. A really good vibe. It's good energy that I want.
I also like this song. I did put it under the good ass food category. Just because it's just not, it's not in my top, but like it's a good song. I just want to add to the song that I like my commentary on this song is that I like, even though it's not in my top, like my top five or whatever, I feel like it will make its way there because the lyric on it, like I understand. You know those like intimate moments with a person, like, you know, like in the lyrics where she's like, I need more space and security, I need less voices, just you and me, I need your touch, not your skip.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I don't know how to react to stuff.
I'm screaming. And I just feel like it's talking about like kind of referencing the movie too as well, like I want you to see the real me, I don't want you to see like this, I guess, I'm trying to just find a word for it, but like this, what's it called when people like think of a image of you that's not really you, like they romanticize you, what did you say,
when they perceive you?
Yeah, like I don't know what to call it, but I know
when they're like assuming you're something you're not.
Mm-hmm. But it's like a phrase. It's not coming to me.
Rejection.
Anyway. No.
Project.
No. Oh.
No, it's not that either.
A facade.
No.
Damn.
It's something else. It's like, I want to say romanticized, but that's not the word either. But you just, like, you like the idea, like, he likes the idea of her. Like, he doesn't like the real her. Like, that's kind of, like, the message of, Gone Girl.
I never seen it.
Well, basically, in Gone Girl, she...
The Ben Affleck movie, right?
Yeah. She basically stages her own, like, missing thing because she found out her that... Death. Her husband were her own death because she found out her husband cheated on her and and there was also other things going on because when she met him, like, he already had this idea of her that she was like this cool girl and she would put on like these facades around him and not know like the real her, like he wouldn't like get the time to know the real her. And that's how I feel about this song. Like, I want you to know the real me. Like, I don't need your scrutiny, like, about, like, if I'm not acting like the ideal that you have set for me, like, that kind of deal. And I just like it. It's good. Anyway, we can go on to the next track. Smoking on my X-Pack.
I thought this one was cute. I've been in good food. This was like a windows down cruise through Atlanta. This is what I'm feeling. And listening to it kind of made me miss home. So, oh my gosh, sorry, I dropped my phone. But it's a good song. I like it. It gave good vibes.
Rapper SZA, 8.
She did. She's a good rapper. She's a really good rapper.
Bruh.
Stop sleeping at her rapping.
I ranked this one as good as food because it was good. Like, it was good. Like, she was coming for a nigga's neck. She's sick. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I like her rapping in some of her songs on this album. But this one was probably my favorite song where she was rapping.
Same. I put in the good ass food category. It would have went higher if it was fucking longer, but this bitch, it's like 1 minute and 24 seconds. Jay Versace produced this song, which I love because I love the beat of it. It reminds me of like old hip hop, and how she raps too remind me of old hip hop. Like, I want to say maybe late '80s, early '90s, but rapper SZA, like, it kind of remind me of how I love when Beyonce raps. Like, it's just good. It's just good. But, yep. So, we can move on to the 12th. Is this the 12th one? Yep. Ghost in the Machine. Who want to go first?
I put it mid because I
can't hear you.
I said I put it under mid because it didn't leave a impact for me. Like, I don't remember. I went through this album. It just didn't, like, it wasn't a song that I ever went back to. So, I put it in mid.
Where did I put it? I put it in good ass food. It's a little bit above mid for me. Like, I won't skip it, but I have to be in a certain mood. I also like the feature with Phoebe Bridgers. I looked her up. It's a white woman, but I liked her voice. I feel like I gotta check out her music. But this one is more of a slower song. I will say it's not for everybody, but it was cool. A cool little jam.
Oh my gosh, I freaking love this song. When I saw Phoebe Bridgers on the set list, I was like, what the hell is this gonna sound like? Because, like, I know Phoebe Bridgers. I know SZA. So, like, I just didn't know what it was going to sound like. And when I heard it for the first time, I was like, okay, this is cute. And then I heard it for the second time, and I was like, yeah, this song is good. SZA is talking truth in this song. Nobody has humanity anymore. And the vibes are cute. And she makes it, like, it's stuck in my head. It's really stuck in my head. Can you DJ? Like, it's so good. It's literally,
we have F2F, the 13th track. Was this her being Avril Lavigne? Is that how you say that white girl name?
Lavigne?
Yeah.
I did put this in one of my favorite, like, it did get the highest rank for me, and I think I just like it because it just reminds me of my, like, early mid 2000 white girl song, Arar. You know what I mean? And because if I'm going based off the lyrics, stand up! SZA, stand up! Please! Please get up! They ain't worth it. They ain't worth it. But yeah, it was giving me, like, I don't know, it was giving me Hannah Montana, like, but, like, without the kitty figure and Avril Lavigne. Like, I don't know, I just really like the vibe of the song. I like how it sounds. But if I don't pay attention to the lyrics, like, it's fine. But when I was looking through the lyrics, I was like, oh, no, honey. Leave him alone.
I'm screaming. I actually haven't looked at the lyrics.
One of the lyrics is her saying she on her knees.
Oh, babes. Let's not do that. I like that she say, like, I fuck him because I miss you. Like, sometimes it be like that. but you shouldn't do that. That's not healthy, SZA. But I put it in the good ass food category. This song screams, I need therapy, because why are you fucking people? And you thinking of somebody else, like, that's not good, sweetie. But, you know, she wanted to give that angsty vibe, so I get it. But I like the rock feel that this song gave. It's very, it was giving very Hannah Montana Disney feel, like, but just X-rated. Well, not X-rated, but R-rated. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, my God. You guys keep comparing it to Hannah Montana, and I didn't like Hannah Montana either. I like the song.
No.
I mean, like, I like Hannah Montana, but, like, after growing up and watching Hannah Montana, like, this was the wackest out of all of them. But anyway, I like the song, like, the rock feeling. It's just, like, I have to be in the mood towards me. I wasn't expecting it. I'll say that.
Is it because she's black?
No.
Oh, I'm just being messy.
I was going to say, I was going to pierce me all day long. I'm going to pierce me all day long. The one emo band, but no. I do like...
So we're on to the 14th track, Nobody Gets Me. Who want to go first?
I get her. Nobody gets me, but... Nobody gets her, but I mean... You know, nobody gets me, and that's why I get her. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
It was still her white girl era.
Bruh.
Like, she was giving Taylor Swift me. Taylor who? You know, I always eat a me a taste Swiftie, so. Anyway, yeah, this is under good ass food for me, and like, I like, okay, and I feel like I like this song a lot, one, because I'm gonna be honest, like, you know those little white girl songs where they all sad and shit, like, you know how embarrassing to be trying to be play that shit, like,
mm-hmm.
But like, her doing it, like, she did this for me, I can finally put me on one of these songs, and they be black, but no, like, I get her. She's just like me, for real.
Yeah, this one reminds me of Tay Swiftie. Like, I like some Taylor Swift songs. Some, keyword. It also reminds me of, who's another white girl that be singing? I don't know, just those. Who's another white girl who be singing? Anyway, just reminds me of those old, like, 2000s. Angst songs by them white girls, like, oh my god.
It kind of reminds me of like a Taylor Swift, but also, like, you know that Paramore song? Is it Paramore? You are the only exception, you know, with the little guitar.
Hold on,
I'm weak, but yeah, this song's really pretty. I love how sentimental it is.
Excuse me, oh god, that like came out of me.
I'm screaming. What category did Navi, did you say category?
Oh, I put it in good ass food.
I think you already said it, low key.
And this song where she's like, I only like myself when I'm with you.
Yeah.
Nah, cause who she talking about? Who she be using? Not who she be using. Like, she really keep thinking about this man. She just keeps saying stuff like, I pretend when I'm with the man, it's you. No, I get her. I don't know what my pillow, though.
Bruh. No, because who is this person that got her caught up like this?
Man, like, please take her back.
I hope this fake, or she just like lying.
No, like, I get it. Like, she's giving a story right now.
Bruh.
She's giving a story. No, nah, because what she mean? If I'm real, I deserve less. If I was you, I would take me back.
Oh, my God. Like, she hate herself.
What did he do? It's okay. No, I get it.
I will also put this in a good-ass food. Yes. Sav, where would you put it?
Nobody Gets Me?
Mm-hmm.
I put it in the same category.
Okay, cool. Oh, yeah, you do sound better.
Yay.
What you using?
My iPad.
Oh, lit. That's crazy that a device mic is better than some fucking earbuds made for speaking in a mic.
Stop. I'm pretty sure my brother got these off the gate.
Bruh, please. Please. Okay. So we have 15 with conceited. This is mid for me. It's a bit repetitive, which I don't mind because I love a little dee 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 dee. But it's just, it's kind of boring. Like, it's memorable, but it's boring. Like, it's catchy, but it's boring. Like, it's mid. I'll skip this one.
It is a skip, and I don't. It might have been memorable to you, but it wasn't to me.
I'm screaming. Me, 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 me.
I don't really know what to say about this one.
Sad.
Oh, you basically said everything that I would say.
Damn.
Yeah.
Deep. Sorry, SZA. Anyway, we can go on to the next track. Special. This was steep. Steep.
This song, I'm not even gonna lie, this song's a skip for me.
What?
Damn.
Yeah, I feel like I wanted to put it in the mid category, but like I like the song. I put it in my sleep playlist. It's really peaceful. And I don't want to say like it's mid because like that would, I feel like that would be discrediting the words and the lyrics, and like the lyrics are meaningful. I know, like it's a good song, but like it just didn't do it for me. So like, yeah.
How do you feel about Normal Girl, Sav?
Normal Girl?
Yeah, from Control.
I don't want to answer that question.
What do you mean?
I'll answer that question another time. I don't know. That made me nervous.
You don't fucking like Normal Girl?
No, it's not the same. No. Special give kind of the same vibes as Normal Girl. It's just Normal Girl is a bit more upbeat.
Yeah.
Man, because Normal Girl, my shirt.
Bruh.
That's my song.
Special to me, that shit can rail me. It just made me feel like crying. I would cry to this song.
I'm about to cry on the night. Like, that's already scheduled, babe.
I'm screaming. Not you putting it in the Google Calendar. This is too much. Like, when I first heard it, I was just overwhelmed. It makes me feel overwhelmed just by the lyrics. And I just love it. It's very I can't say words. It's just very, like, what's it called when it's, like, I feel like her chest is just open to us in this song. It feels like a part two of the Normal Girl. I will say that as well. That's why I brought it up. And I just wanted to see her opinion on that song because I was like, well, if she like Normal Girl, why she on like this song? But I get it, though, because this one is a bit slower. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Special to me is, like, I feel it, like, I'm really bad at giving, like, song reviews because, like, I just feel it. Like, I just feel music deeply, but I can't talk about it. Like, I feel like I'm about to use that word wrong. Articulate. I don't know. But, like,
I feel like that was a good word. Articulate.
Yeah. like, I'll put it in the real me category, but I need this song injected into my veins because it's literally like how I feel. Like, why are you describing how I feel? Like, I feel this way about myself. Like, this is me. Like, like in society, like, I'm just not that girl, you know?
to society, or that's how society makes me feel, or just people, like, and she, like, you know when you feel things and you wish, like, at least for me, like, I'll feel things and, like, I'll wish there, like, was something that, like, would bring those emotions out of me so I can, I don't know, like, I could have wrote this song, because this is how I feel, type, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I just, it's the line that where she says, I used to be special, but you made me hate me.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm. I also feel like it's an inverse song to Normal Girl, because in Normal Girl, she's talking about, like, I wish I was a normal girl. Like, I wish I wasn't, like, weird to you or something that you could bring to your parents. While in Special, it's like, you took my special away. Like, now I'm just, like, somebody that I can't even stand to look at. Like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? Why? Why are you saying this stuff? Like, it's heartbreaking, but it's real. Like, that's some real shit. Mm-mm-mm. Anywho, let's go on to track number, is it 17? Yes, it is. 17, teen, teen. Anyway, Too Late.
Too Late could be played at the family function. And nobody would be like, hey, y'all playing. Nobody would bat an eye. It's a nice, fun, upbeat song. And it, you know, people would be dancing. They would enjoy themselves.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was about to say. Very good, very funky. I put in a good ass food category.
I will also put in a good ass food category. I'm sorry, I'm weird.
What?
I said, I'm sorry, I'm weird.
I said, why? What's going on?
I don't know, I always gotta compare songs to my feelings.
I'm watching her on Google Docs.
But I mean, that's how you critique music. You, like, you relate it to yourself, or you just relate it to a certain situation. Like, that's how you critique art or consume art.
Yes.
But y'all ready to go on to the next track?
Yeah.
All right. So we almost down to the last goody goodies. We're going to number 18, Far. This shit, I think it's in my top three. It's in my Realme category. I just love the repetition of Far in the chorus. And I just like how it sound too. This is also another song I would cry to. It just hit me good in the heart. Yeah.
I feel like SZA just be singing real stuff. Like, her music's, like, really genuine. And it's really easy to tell when you listen to some music where stuff is, like, genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least sometimes. I mean, like, not all the time. But, like, I just feel like SZA's just genuine. And that's what makes the lyrics so relatable. And that's why I like this song so much. Plus, when I got to this point in the album, I just realized that, like, I've gotten through with a lot of consistent songs that are good vibes. Just a good album to sit through. It was enjoyable. It's a nice vibe.
I put this song in the good-ass food category. It's a chill song. I do like it. It's just not in top, like, one of my, like, top, you know, my top days. It might get there, though. I think it has to grow on me more. But it's definitely just one of those songs where, like, I can paint to. And I like that.
All right. We can go on to
number... What was that?
It was probably my dog barking. Or either she's sucking on something. What you eating? Your ice cream?
I'm not sucking on something.
Then what you eating?
I'm not eating nothing.
Then what's going on?
I'm not sucking on something.
Then what are you doing?
I'm sucking on someone.
Anyway, let's go on to the 18 song, Shirt. One of the singles for this album. Who wanna go first?
Shirt's good. I'm glad it got released finally. I just knew that I would love it even after waiting so long. Even though we waited so long. I thought it was gonna be a Rihanna situation, but it wasn't.
It's under Good As Food for me. Like, it's a good song. It's a good song. It's just one of those, it's a chill song. Like, this is a song that I'd get ready to.
Yeah.
Like, it's a pregame song, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what
I
mean?
I feel that a way about Too Late as well. Like, another pregame song. But sure, I put that in the Real Me category. When it was trending on TikTok, I was like, when the fuck she gonna release this song? And when it finally did release, I was so mad she changed the chorus. I was like, is it because you almost 30 now? Is that why? She was feeling a little salty, I think. Because she changed it to, what did she change it to? I want to see. Blood stain my shirt, new bitch on my nerves. Damn bitch, you so thirsty. That's the like remake, but the original was like, damn bitch, you like 30. I don't know. Like 30, not even like, that's not even like old. That's not an insult. It's not an insult to be old. But like, it just hit. I don't know. Like, not, it didn't even have to be that deep, but she did change it probably because she like, how old is she? She's 33, so she was probably like, nah, I'm gonna take this out. But I'm glad she released it, and it's really good. Who wanna introduce the next song?
The next song is Open Arms featuring Travis Scott, and I'm gonna be honest, I cannot listen to the song because he's on it.
I can't remember how this song goes.
Valid. So. First, it wasn't good as food for me, but after further analyzation, I was like, I also don't remember how this song goes. And Travis Scott is on here.
Yeah.
His verse just don't hit. It's not needed.
Personally, like, I'm not even going to waste my time listening to this because I'm going to get mad.
You could have left this one off the album. I wouldn't have batted an eye.
It's not even like it don't ruin the song. It's like, it's just not needed. I like the chorus. I like how her voice sounds in this, but it's mid. Like, I'm gonna skip it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even like it's a bad song, but
I don't know. It's just like every time it come on, I think like I'll be like, "Damn, he's on this song." Anyway,
yeah. All right. Somebody else can introduce. Yeah.
Track 21. I hate you. I hate you. This was in the Real Me category because, yes. Like, when this song first came out, played it every morning going to work. It was my wake-up song. My wake-up song. Now I just love it.
Yeah.
It's one of those songs where, like, if I'm holding me a little concert in my room, like, it's getting, yeah, I'm performing this. With the mic, too.
I love this song. I think it's really good. I think it took me a while to actually hear it. Like, I heard it on TikTok, but when I first heard it officially, I was like, oh, this is really good. I like how it starts at the beginning, like, with the notes, like, on, like, the little, I don't know, keyboard, piano, digital thing that they got going on. It reminds me of something that I just can't put my finger on. It just makes the song really comforting and hating, but it's really comforting. I like this song a lot.
Which is funny because it's called I Hate You.
Yeah.
This is a good concert song. They played it at, I think it was Aminé's concert at the beginning. It was like a pre, the opener. He played it. He was a DJ. Everybody was singing like every lyric to it. It was crazy. I think it's a classic.
Like, I love it when that happens.
Bruh. So I put in a Rail Me category. Like, I'm so glad that when it like was trending on TikTok, she didn't like waste time releasing it. Like, it wasn't similar to Shirt. Like, she actually like released this song in a timely manner. So I love that. And it's just really good. And we can go on to track 22, Good Days. Good Days will be good as food for me. It's not top because it is a slower song, but like it's, I feel like it's also a classic, but it's not as catchy. Yeah, it just reminds me of summer. It's a good summer song. And it's just relaxing. It's not too like hype, but it just reminds you of the good times and friends and family, people you love, all that gushy shit. It's a cool jam.
It is. It's that, it's one of those songs where I don't know how to explain it. Like, it makes me want to be my friend.
Yeah. Like, I love y'all. Yeah.
Love you too.
Oh, me too.
Y'all gay.
You said it first.
Okay, anyways. Good Days is a really, like I said, I like sentimental songs, and Good Days is one of those songs that really, really makes me feel happy. Ew. Anyways.
Yeah, a good feel song.
And we got track 23, Forgiveless. I'm gonna be honest. She should not have ended the album with it.
Nope. I feel like she should have ended it with Good Days. Like, she could have kept the song in, but it was not a good ending song. RIP to Old Dirty Bastard, but like,
I did not know. Okay.
Yeah. He is an older rapper in the I was about to say the Ku Klux Klan. Oh my god. He was in the Wu-Tang Klan. Anyway. But I like his rap in it, and I like the beat of the song, but it's kind of too short for me to enjoy it too much, so it's in the mid category.
It is in the mid category for me.
I feel like this is a good song to listen if you're like, I don't know. It's a nice, I like the bass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like lurking in the dark. I'll listen to it.
I'm screaming. It gives those vibes.
Yeah, it does.
We also get rapper SZA again.
Yeah. I like the song. It's just not something I think I would go out of my way to listen to. But if it came on naturally, yeah.
Yeah. Like, if I was just listening to the album, like, I wouldn't skip it, but, like, I'm not putting on no Forgiveless. I'm sorry, SZA. Okay. So, we're done with the track-by-track review. So, each of us can give our top three and our final rating of the whole album.
Okay.
Okay, I'll say my top is Ghost.
Huh?
In my top song is Ghost in the Machine.
I was about to say, what's Ghost? Sorry.
I think my second top song is Low. And then my third song, I don't think it's Kill Bill. I think it's... I'll say it's Kill Bill because I won't even lie. I've been listening to a lot lately. I'm going to give this album an 8 out of 10. I think this album is really, really good. And I can see myself listening to it a lot.
I will say my top three. I'll go backwards. So I think my third one will be, I'll say Blind. My second one, probably Gone Girl. And then my first one is Special. I don't know. I feel like Special and Gone Girl can go like switch back and forth. Or even Blind, like, they can all switch. But those are my top three. And I'll give this album an 8.5 out of 10. Like, I feel like Control for me is like a 10 out of 10 album. And this one is about 8.5. Like, this is not like bad for a sophomore album. Like, I feel like she don't really miss when it comes music wise. And I just really like this album. I'm glad she came back. I missed her a lot.
My top three songs, I'm gonna go backwards too. So, there's Low, and then there's Notice Me, and then there's Snooze. And I would also give this album an 8.5 out of 10. I think it was a solid album.
Yeah, very solid. I feel like it will be in my top five albums this year.
2022.
But yep, I guess that's it. We did it, y'all. Woo!
Yeah.
Ooh. All right. So y'all can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at ITMFMPod. That is ITMFMPod. And we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, I'm here for the slumber party.
Do I know you?
My name is, Girly Teen Girl.
Uh-huh.
And I just moved here from, far awayville.
I know it's you, SpongeBob SquarePants.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ah! You were sent to spy on me by my dad. Get him, girl! Ah!
I am so getting back to far awayville.
Who the heck is that?
I don't know, but she is ugly. Now to put on that disguise I told you about. Ta-da! Huh? Huh? Huh?
You are one of a kind, boy.